ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, entitled What Prahlad Learned in the Womb. Text 53. Tataha arau Bhagavati Bhaktim Kuruta Danavaha आत्मा उपम्येन सर्वत्र सर्वभूतात्मनि ईश्वरे। ततो हरौ भगवती भक्तिं कुरुत दानवः आत्मौपम्येन सर्वत्र सर्वभूतात्मनीश्वरे ततो हरौ भगवती भक्तिं कुरुत दानवः आत्मौपम्येन सर्वत्र सर्वभूतात्मनीश्वरे ततो हरौ भगवती भक्तिं कुरुत दानवः आत्मौपम्येन सर्वत्र सर्वभूतात्मनीश्वरे ततो हरौ भगवती भक्तिं कुरुत दानवः आत्मौपम्येन सर्वत्र सर्वभूतात्मनीश्वरे। हरौ भगवती भक्तिं कुरुत दानवः आत्मौपम्येन सर्वत्र सर्वभूतात्मनीश्वरे। ततो हरौ भगवती भक्तिं कुरुत दानवः आत्मोपम्येन सर्वत्र सर्वभूतात्मनीश्वरे। ततो हरौ भगवती भक्तिं कुरुत दानवः आत्मौपम्येन सर्वत्र सर्वभूतात्मनीश्वरे। तो हरौ भगवती भक्तिं कुरुत दानवः सर्वत्र भूता महेश्वरे। माताजी
सोहरो भगवती भक्ति कुरुत दानव आत्मगमेन सर्वत्र सर्वभूतात्महेश्वरे।
What word meaning? Tataha, therefore, Arau, unto Lord Hari, Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhaktim, devotional service, Kuruta, execute, Dhanavaha, O my dear friends, O sons of demons, Atmaupamyena, just as one's own self, Sarvatra, everywhere, Sarvabhutatmani, who is situated as the soul and super soul of all living entities, Ishvare, unto the Supreme Lord, the controller. Translation. My dear friends, O sons of the demons, in the same favorable way that one sees himself and takes care of himself, take to devotional service to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present everywhere as the super soul of all living entities. Please repeat responsibly. My dear friends, O sons of the demons, in the same favorable way that one sees himself and takes care of himself, take to devotional service to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present everywhere as the super soul of all living entities. Purport by His Divine Grace. The word Atmaupamyena refers to thinking others to be like oneself. One can very intelligently conclude that without devotional service, without becoming Krishna conscious, one cannot be happy. Therefore, the duty of all devotees is to preach Krishna consciousness everywhere all over the world. Because all living entities without Krishna consciousness are suffering the pangs of material existence. To preach Krishna consciousness is the best welfare activity. Indeed, it is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as para upakar, the work for the true benefit of others. The activities are para upakar have been especially entrusted to those who have taken birth in India as human beings. Bharata bhumite hoila manusha janmayar janma sartake kari karo para upakar. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila 9.41. The entire world is suffering for want of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised all human beings born in India to make their lives perfect by Krishna consciousness and then preach the gospel of Krishna consciousness all over the world so that others may become happy by executing the principles of Krishna consciousness. Om Agyanati Marandasya Gyanan Janasalakaya Sakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Rangayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vancha Kalpata Rubhyasya Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pastachadi Satarine ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்த விருந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே 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 ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. So in this chapter, Prahlad Maharaj is preaching to his schoolmates. So in this verse, Prahlad is instructing his friends about Atmaupamyena. Prabhupada explains this as thinking others to be oneself. Generally, one who is on the bodily platform of life, he thinks his body is everything. Dehatma buddhi, self, the body as a self. I am this body. Body as a self. You can stand in front of the mirror, you see your body, physical body. You see, this is me. Somebody takes a photo. Not somebody, you can take yourself photo. Selfie, this is myself. This is selfie, you know. This is me. Put it on the Facebook. This is me. I was there, I did this, I did that. It is very easy to see body as the self. To see spirit soul as the self requires some more, you know, introspection, some more inquiry, inquisitiveness. What is that something beyond? To seeing, you know, body as a self, even animals do that. That's not a big deal. Animals, bodily platform of life. So, generally, one is very concerned about his welfare. What is good for him? He wants everything good happening to him, not bad things happening. Good things should happen. Bad thing means it should happen to somebody else, not to me. Shri Shri Radha Ras Vihari Ji ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So, everyone desires good thing to happen to him. No, nobody says that let there be some bad thing, let there be some calamity. To say that somebody has to be somebody like Kunti Maharani. Ordinarily, who says that? Anybody says that, please, let there be calamities in my life. If you want to see Krishna, if Krishna comes to take care of calamity, maybe you can pray that. We want also, when people interact with us, we want to be treated in a good way, favorable way. We don't want anybody to come and give us a hard time. Actually, one who gives a hard time, he doesn't think that he's giving a hard time. He thinks it's all natural way of life. This is the way things have to work. It's exactly like a boy takes a stone and throws at a dog, and the dog is screaming, ah! He's thinking, oh, this is the way, you know. I have my hand, you know, I have the stone, this is my right to throw the stone. I have ability in my hand, so I can do that. He doesn't know what the dog is undergoing, actually. This is putting oneself in another person's shoes. Meaning, you assume that you are that person. And what you would expect. Suppose you are the dog. You want somebody to throw stone at you? You not want. No. If you have to become a dog, and if you desire that nobody should throw stone at you, then you cannot throw stone at any dog. There is a phrase, especially in Christianity, they refer. Do not do unto others what you do not want others to do unto you. You do not do unto others something that you do not want others to do unto you. Means, if you do not want to be thrown with your stone, you don't throw stone at others. Very difficult. Unless one is broad-minded, unless one is more realized, mature, it's not possible. Otherwise, generally, one thinks about his own self-interest first. Even within the family, somebody will think, what is good for me? Then little bit extended, my close family, my wife, my children, even though there may be a combined family with no brothers, sisters, etc., you first take care of your, you know, close family's welfare. Then little bit extended. It's all about comparing with others, you know. Whether somebody else's family should be happy or not, my family should be happy. Different levels of selfishness, so to say. One's own self, close family, extended family, one's community, one's society, one's nationality, humanity. So different levels of how broadly one could be or how narrowly one could be. If you are in a foreign land, America, you are in America, any Indian you see will consider that this is my, you know, close person. One may be a Madrasi, another may be a Punjabi, having a turban, Sikh, you know. He said, Bharatiya, chala, amlok saath. If you come here, then you will even talk about South Indian, North Indian divide. Then he is a Madrasi. Not only that, he Marathi, he Bihari, he Bihari ka baha. Same Marathi and Bihari, when they meet in America, they say, arre, mera bandhu hai. Because all others are different skin color, etc., different language. Thoda Hindi mein toh bol sakte, chala, hum dono bye. It all depends upon how you are put in a particular situation and how you relate to other things available to you. So, here, Prahlad Maharaj says that thinking oneself as other, meaning you won't cause harm to your own self. You won't take a knife and, you know, make an injury to yourself, you know. You know that it is going to be, you know, harmful to me. Why you will take a knife and harm? So if I cannot do that, he thinks that if you are seeing another person, don't take the knife and, you know, injure him. You think that is also, you know, another person who wants to be treated like you want to be treated by others. So, this whole concept of aham mameti, I, and these are all mine, starts from the attachment. Pumsa striya mithuni bhava metam tayo mito hridaya granti mahu ato graga kshetra sutapta vittai janasya mohoyam aham mameti. Especially in the material life, attraction between male and female is the root cause of getting entanglement. Hridaya granti mahu, the hard knot of the heart. More and more tight. Then he thinks that this is me, this is my family, what is good for my family only I should do. Putting oneself a boundary wherein he can be very happy, comfortable. This is me. Anything other than that, I don't care. If somebody, my house should not collapse. If the neighbor's house collapses, how does it matter to me anyway? I'm not going to be suffering. I'm not going to undergo any pain. Somebody, no big deal for me. So, unless this is actually acting on the platform of bodily concept of life, if one acts on the platform of spirit, Atma, then he will not see that. That is what Prahlada Maharaj is instructing here. He will see that if some pain happens to another person, he sees that, you know, how can I relieve that person from that pain? Para dukkha dukki, that is Vaishnava. Para dukkha sukhi, that is materialistic person. He wants to be happy. For that, if somebody undergoes pain, how does it matter to me? It's my happiness is what counts. Other things don't count to me. So, from acting on the platform of selfishness, the more and more one actually makes advancement in Krishna consciousness, he becomes selfless. He doesn't act for his own benefit. He acts for the benefit of the others. He can actually feel the pain of others. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is described, there was a leper, Vasudev. He was having leprosy, very advanced stage, so that there are so many, you know, worms are there, and they were actually eating his flesh, eating. So if somebody, if an ant is biting, suppose an ant is crawling, a mosquito is biting, immediately you have to protect yourself, you know, hey, why are you biting me? And mosquito is thinking, this is my birthright to take the blood from this person. And you are saying, hey, this is my birthday to, you know, not get a malaria from you. Get out of my way. You don't want, you know, mosquito to come and you. How many of us say, mosquito, please come and take. I want to give 1 cc blood to you. No, please take. Today I am ready to give 50 cc, 50 mosquitoes, please come. Which one want to? We want to protect ourselves either by putting a tortoise coil or net. It's our right to protect oneself. Somebody is biting, he feels pain. He's already a leper, he's already undergoing pain, over and above the worms are biting him, and he didn't really, even if he had felt pain, he was tolerating actually. Tolerance has to be there. More tolerance is that when these worms used to fall down from his body, he would think that now this worm will actually starve and die. What food he will get? You better come back. Put it back in the womb. Something extraordinary. It's not that everyone can do that. Unless one is on the level of Pranadapi Sunichena, Taroriva Sagushnuna. More tolerant than the tree. Tree is already tolerant. That is already the emblem of tolerance. You go and cut the branch, it doesn't say, hey, why are you cutting? More tolerant than that, putting the worm back into the, you know, wound that you have, allow the worm to eat your own flesh. That is selflessness. So that is possible only when one is on the platform of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise it is not possible. And you see that this fellow is not going to get food. You are putting yourself in the worm's shoes, so to say. And see, if I have the worm, and if I have fallen down, what will I get? I may not get and I may die, you know. So I may look for some food, but I may not get. So I should not have this worm to starve and suffer like that. Okay, come back. If that means that I have to take some suffering, no problem. Paradukta dukki. A preacher in Krishna consciousness, he actually sees the suffering of the living entities. Sometimes people may say that, we are all right, everything is fine going on. You go and ask anybody, Bombay, millions of people are there, are you okay? Yes. Anybody will say that I am suffering. If he is suffering, those who are in the hospital still undergoing treatment, you go and ask, visiting hours, you go and ask, how are you? I am okay. Then why are you here? Even the person who is undergoing the suffering, he is saying, okay, I am okay. Why is he telling? You know, there is a logic also there.
The previous day he was more suffering, now it is less suffering, that's all. When he was admitted, he had a lot of pain. Now he is having less pain, he says, I am relieved. I am okay now, you know, yesterday I was not that okay. But still he is not really okay. It's a question of relative okayness, relative suffering. Thoda kam ho gaya. But even the person who thinks that he is not in the hospital, he is outside, he is in the restaurant, he is in the bar, he is drinking, he is eating. You say, I am enjoying, man. What are you talking about? Because he is acting on the Dehatma Buddhi. Oh, Deha ko Atma karke samajki, this is me. I am drinking. Now I am little bit above ground, a few inches. So I am enjoying actually. He is thinking, I am happy. But a person who is situated on Krishna consciousness is he suffering. Why is he suffering? Because he is acting on the platform of body, which is not natural. He is spirit soul. And he is, by doing all these things, he is entangling himself more and more. The knot of entanglement is tightening. The more he enjoys, more he commits sinful activity, it is tightening. When the devotee sees the knot is getting tightened more and more, he feels the pain for him. Are bhai, why are you getting entangled more? And he is telling, no, I am not entangled. I am not suffering. You go to mental hospital, one who is undergoing treatment. He thinks that, what is wrong with other people? Doctor will come, वो बोलेगा डॉक्टर को बोलेगा ये पागल है इसको कुछ काम धंधा नहीं है रोज रोज आके जाता है क्या कुछ काम नहीं है क्या He doesn't know that his work is to come and take care of him. He doesn't think there is something wrong with his mental activity. He is thinking other person. This is the same thing about the materialistic person. He thinks that, what is wrong with these people? Why these people are chanting Hare Krishna? They don't have anything else to do. So many things to do. Why don't you enjoy? You people, they think that staying in the temple means suffering. Not enjoyment. Kyun suffering? Because outside I can eat this, I can drink, I can dance, I can go to this, I can go to this. These guys are not doing all these things. That means they must be suffering. Because I think, he is thinking that he is enjoying. Madhouse. He is thinking in his own way that is enjoyment, which doctor doesn't think. Doctor doesn't think that he is alright. Doctor knows what is wrong with this person. So a preacher, a devotee who sees that the persons in the material world who think that they are actually enjoying, he thinks that he is not enjoying, suffering. So he wants to give Krishna consciousness to him. Because Krishna consciousness is ultimate medicine for all diseases in the material world, material entanglement. So, and that is actually acting on the platform of selflessness, preacher. This is the golden jubilee year. 50 years back, Srila Prabhupada was in the United States. ISKCON has not yet incorporated. Still, Prabhupada is struggling to establish Krishna consciousness. So, if you read Srila Prabhupada Leelamrita, you can see how Srila Prabhupada was acting on this platform that Prahlad Maharaj is talking about. Seeing the pain of others and trying to help. Selflessness. Unless one is selfless, it's not possible. So you can see how Prabhupada has to undergo so many difficulties. First of all, leaving India is a difficulty. That also Vrindavan. That also on the courtyard of Radha Damodar temple. To leave that. And not even assured of what you are going to do in America. There is no guarantee. He had only one friend. His friend's son. And who would host him for 1 month? After that, what he didn't even know.
And how Prabhupada was struggling to somehow or other do something. He was always thinking, while going only if somebody gets a heart attack, somebody must say, wait, reverse karo ya ship ko. You don't have any guarantee there, and no, you are leaving Vrindavan, going far and far, and you got two heart attacks. Prabhupada said, if I got a third, I would not have survived. Right? And going there, not knowing anybody, single-handedly, thinking of always to establish a worldwide movement of Krishna consciousness, it's not an ordinary thing. Unless one is extremely selfless. Because to fulfill the order of his spiritual master, to realize Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire, spreading the, holy names all over the world, unless one is committed to that, it's not possible to do. Selflessness. Completely selfless. A preacher. So, in this way, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport here that unless one takes the process of Krishna consciousness, he cannot be really happy. Otherwise, whatever happiness one may be thinking about, it's actually, illusory happiness. It's a question of in what platform you are in. You are in the bodily platform and you think you are happy, okay, no problem. You get entangled and be born again. And your happiness, so-called happiness, will go away. Again, you are in another body. Again, you'll have to undergo the same thing, going in the cycle of birth and death. And why a person would be so much obsessed with such kind of enjoy? Why can't they realize? Somebody, a devotee, may think that it's so easy to know that we are not this body. Why these people are not realizing? Because they give more importance to immediate happiness. Prayas and Shreyas, there are two things. What is immediately beneficial, what is immediately giving something good to you, that is what those who are on the bodily platform of life desire. Whereas long-term benefit, long-time good, that has to be, one has to be thoughtful, one has to be mature. Prabhupada gives the example, a small child, he wants to play. He doesn't want to go to school class and sit there disciplined. In the class means you'll have to be disciplined, you'll have to sit, you cannot move, you cannot talk. It's like your freedom is restricted, You can't just do anything you want to do. If you're sitting in this class also, you can't just do anything you want to do. You can't lie down. You want to see a TV in your house, you can lie down and see, but you can't do that in the class. What to speak of? This is a little bit liberal. You can walk there and you can do something. But elementary school, the child who was actually playing around, for him to sit in one place is like, your freedom is completely, curtailed. So, a child, Prabhupada says, he wants to play, and when he has to sit in the class, his freedom is curtailed. As soon as the bell rings, ding, 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 wah! You see, any school, whatever. Because now freedom, this is the, you can do just anything, you can scream, you can shout, which you cannot do inside the class. A child doesn't want to be restricted. He wants to just play. But he doesn't know that if he is disciplined, if he sits in the class, if he undergoes the studies, he gets a degree, then in the long run he will get the benefit. That when he is a child he may not know. But the parents know. They say, no. Even if you are, sometimes you see that some children, they cry to go to the school. You have to forcefully go and put him inside and come back. I don't want to go. But they know that it is good for him. Chalo, even if you are crying, no problem. Go cry inside the school. You will keep crying for 2-3 days, then you will become all right. Seeing the long-term benefit. So a person who is on the bodily platform life, thinks that the sense objects or giving him pleasure, he cannot see something beyond what is going to happen. He can only immediately I am getting sense objects are coming in touch with the senses. I am getting some happiness. This is what good for me is. Exactly like a child is thinking playing is good. But what is really good is to actually go beyond that. The permanent happiness, which cannot be obtained by sense pleasure. So in this way, a devotee who is acting on the platform of selflessness, he can see that the other living entities, when they do not have Krishna consciousness, he sees as a very unfavorable situation. Painful. Himsa. Giving pain to another person. Himsa. Not giving pain. Ahimsa. So, the principle of four regulative principles, daya. Being merciful. Showing some mercy. Suppose the principle of daya is exhibited in the form of no meat eating. Four regulative principles. We know that we don't eat meat because to eat meat means somebody has, some living entity has to be killed. We know that he is going to undergo so much pain. So I don't want to give pain to him, so I don't eat this. Seeing another person's pain. The same way, a selfless devotee, he sees the pain of another person. That lack of Krishna consciousness is painful. Because he is not acting on the constitutional position. Jivera Swarupahoy Nityera Krishna Das. He is not acting on that. As long as he is not acting on that platform, he says that it is unfavorable situation. So, Srila Prabhupada quotes, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, how it is the duty of a devotee, duty of the devotee, to bring others who are suffering in the material world to know the lotus feet of Krishna. Para upakar. It's a welfare activity. Welfare activity means something good for the other person to whom you are dealing with. You'll find sometimes, even in the material world, those who are little bit, mature, generous, they start so many kinds of welfare activities, charitable activities. Anna Shala, Anathalaya, hospitals. They see that somebody doesn't have food in poverty, he has a lot of money, I have so much money, so let me help this person. Because especially somebody must have come from a very humble background, he knows the suffering of another person in that situation. He must have suffered a lot to come to that position. He knows that this is a suffering. I don't want another person to suffer like me, I suffer. I will make arrangement. So many endowments, so many welfare activities. In one's family, somebody must have died of cancer, then he will make a cancer hospital. I don't want another person to suffer like my close relative suffered. Cancer hospital. I have a lot of money. Somebody did not study, then he makes some scholarship. I want some people who are poor to study and get scholarship. Welfare activity. Sometimes some people will come and ask, you are a Krishna people, what welfare activity you are doing? You should be doing some, you are a trust, you are registered in charity commission, you are a trust, what welfare activity you are doing? They expect that opening a hospital, opening an anathalaya, these are all welfare activities. And speaking like this and sitting and hearing, they think, what is this guy doing? Why don't you do something, tangible? Why don't you do something which I can see? But they cannot see this, something is happening. Chanting, why are you jumping up and down? Why don't you go and do some welfare activity? they cannot see what is welfare. Welfare should be beneficial to that person, no? Who is that the person? If he is getting some benefit for only one day, another days he is suffering, what kind of welfare is that? Welfare means it should be long lasting. Suppose you feed a person, next day he will be hungry also, no? Another day also you feed him, another day he will be hungry. So you have to make some arrangement by means of which you will not be hungry always. If you try to cure one disease, another disease will come. Oh, you have saved him from, he has taken so much effort to save from cancer and after that he got a heart attack and died, what you can do? You cannot open all kinds of hospitals, you know. Then he said that, okay, I will open another hospital, that is, you know, heart hospital. You know. Then he will get something else and, you know, there is no limited suffering in this material, unlimited suffering by unlimited factors. But, if you do a welfare activity for the spirit soul, then that person is eternally benefited. If you make him Krishna conscious, he will be eternally indebted to you. Very boy, I was saved. Even if he is going back to Godhead in this life, that is wonderful. Even if he is not, he will be grateful to you in the next lifetime also. Oh, last lifetime he gave me a Bhagavad Gita. Still I am having the benefit. Quite possible. So, the welfare activity at the spiritual level is para upakar. Upakar is there, some welfare. Para upakar, superior. Because that upakar is eternal. Making a person Krishna conscious is like giving an eternal welfare activity to him, eternal benefit to him. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manushya Janmaya. Who should do that? He says it is the responsibility of anyone born in India, Bharata Bhumi. Looks like bodily concept of life. Why Bharata? You are giving to give something which is not on the bodily concept of life. And Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manushya Janma. Manushya Janmaya. Janma Satar Ki Kari Karo Para Upakar. So, the land of India is actually, whether one may understand it and appreciate it or not, the spiritual, you know, benefit is always there. Prabhupada says in India, even a rickshawala may have some concept of, you know, the soul and transmigration, I should not do bad thing to another person. It's, you know, the culture, through culture, some, you know, good education is carried forward. Even if the person is not completely spiritual, completely Krishna conscious, some remnants of Krishna consciousness is there in the culture. Are mandir jana hai. Thoda donation dalna hai. Even a rickshawala may come and when he comes to the temple in front of Krishna, he may just see. 1 rupee coin also he may put. This is cultural, no? In training. Are Bhagavan ka paas jaayega to kuch dena hai. If you go to, you know, see somebody superior to you, give something. Culture. So in the culture, even a rickshawala may know that, if I do bad thing to this person, I will have to suffer in the next lifetime. He knows what is transmigration actually. He knows he is the soul, Atma. He may not be Krishna conscious chanting, 16 rounds, etc. So this is there. And that helps to go to the next level. Whereas, even a very highly educated PhD in the West may not even know that what is the difference between body and soul. Completely lacking. Completely acting on the bodily platform. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants those who are born in India to first perfect themselves, practice Krishna consciousness. So if you are at least culturally something you got, now you enhance it by Krishna conscious practice. reading Bhagavad Gita, coming in touch with Krishna consciousness, then oh, it's not just about going to temple and putting 1 rupee. No, I'll have to put myself. Surrender. Not just 1 rupee dal diya, woh gaya mera kaam. That is culturally you got something. But then Prabhupada comes and says, no, 1 rupee se nahi chalega kaam. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. Oh, itna karna padega? Yes. So when one can do that, so one who makes it the person to do is, he is doing a para upakar. Highest welfare active. There is nothing more than this you can do as a welfare to anybody else. Giving Krishna consciousness to another person. So in this way, it is explained by Prahlad Maharaj here that when one actually considers other person as himself, atmaupamyena, he thinks that this person, if he is not, so here Prahlad Maharaj, he is already Krishna conscious. But when he sees that all his friends, they are like school kids and wanting to play, he tells them, no, don't waste your time. And he's seeing the pain of them, oh, you are demons. He's telling Dhavana, you are demons, sons of demons. So don't engage in demoniac activities. Remember Krishna, remember Hari. That way you become Krishna. So he is already selflessly preaching. Knowing well that his father does not approve it. And consequences are very serious. He knew that. It's not that he didn't know. If he says that consequence. But then, one of the quality of selfless devotee is fearless also. He's not fearful. He's fearless. No bhaya. No problem. I'm telling the truth. I'm doing the right thing. So why should I be fearful? So in this way, it is expected that one takes to Krishna consciousness seriously. Many times we'll find that theoretically we know that we have to be very selfless, but at practical level we may be acting at different levels of selfishness. Different levels. So here the instruction is that unless you cross all these small layers of selfishness and come to the highest level of selflessness, it is not possible for us to become perfect. First you have to make yourself perfect, then you can make other people perfect. Practice before preaching. So the opportunity for practicing is wonderfully given by Srila Prabhupada, who set the highest standard of selflessness. At least in our own time. In our own time. And by seeing his selflessness and his, acting on the highest platform of giving Krishna consciousness to others, we can follow his footsteps and please him by helping him in preaching Krishna consciousness to others, so that, the desire of spreading the holy names all over the world can be fulfilled. Just by being a part of that entire mission, one actually perfects himself, and by doing so, he actually achieves the highest benefit also of going back home, back to Godhead, and perfecting his life. Stop here. Are there any questions or comments?
I have got one friend in Nepal who is American. So once I preached him about the benefits of vegetarianism, so he replied that don't live in the false pride of being a vegetarian, because one carrot, and one fish, in between them, carrot is more violent food than
more?
Violent.
Violent.
Violent means bloody food. Then the fish itself, because carrot grows which requires many insects and creatures die in the ground, and then only one carrot is?
Carrot.
Carrot. Any cucumber or carrot or any vegetable grows after killing of many living entities, whereas fish in, say, only few fish eats and then it is also eaten by man. So it is a false pride to become to be a vegetarian. What should we answer them? I have no idea.
Yeah, if you had idea, you would not have asked. That's true. Actually, there is a rule of one living entity depending on another living entity. Jivo, jivasya, jivanam. Every living entity has to depend on some other living entity for survival. You can't just go to the Jugu beach and eat some sand. You can't. Living, you have to have something. So you have to live on some living entity. Even the trees are living. So you depend on the trees, vegetables, etc. And how that tree is taking care of itself is none of our business. If support for you said to grow a carrot, you have to kill a microorganism like that. But that is the nature's law. One entity killing another entity is not a big deal. You don't go to the forest and tell all tigers, you all follow four regulative principles. Carnivore's rule is that it has to depend on herbivore. You cannot impose non-violence to a tiger. It has to be violent. That is his birthright. His birthright. He killing a goat is his birthright. You can't just go and say that. Then you will be violating the law of nature if you go and interfere. So, if suppose for example, as I understand, if you are putting a carrot, it is not that carrot is eating the insects, but when you uproot the carrot, maybe some other living entity may be disturbed. That's what I think. The Jains, they don't eat those which are growing under the ground, because when you uproot it, there may be so many, some insects, some small thing, they may get, hurt. Paste, whatever it is. But that is nature's law. They will survive. They will survive. So, carrot cannot become vegetarian simply because, it cannot become a non-vegetarian thing simply because some insects have died in the process. No. Carrot is a vegetable only, irrespective of if you have to, by cultivating a carrot, if there are so many microorganisms will be dying, that is nature's law. That you don't have to worry about it. On the other hand, to say that, one carrot, 10 insects will be dying, it will take one fish and eat it. That is justification by false logic to eat fish, that's all. There are some people who say that this fish is jalka fall. Jalka fall. It's like fruit only. It's a fruit of water. Very wolfy of water and then eat fish. You can give any name you want to give. That doesn't mean that the fish becomes a fall. Fish is fish, fall is fall. So, the conclusion of the false logic that for cultivating one carrot, insects will die. In that way, even to cultivate rice, you are plowing the land, there may be so many insects. If you go to the farmhouse, when you are plowing, there will be a lot of birds will come and they will be looking for some insects actually. Have you seen anyone? Bombay mein to dikhe ga nahi. Gaon mein. Suppose you are plowing. The first time when you are plowing, you are just actually taking the soil, out. So when you remove some soil, inside soil there may be some insects. And those insects catch connectly, the birds will be hanging around. Tuck, tuck, tuck. So it is not, if I have to do plow, the insects will be taken and the others will die, so let me not plow. Let me not do this. What will you do then actually? In every cultivation there will be some insects will die also. That doesn't mean that cultivation becomes a non-vegetarian practice. That is nature's law. Those insects will die other way also. So carrot is a vegetable only. It is always better than eating a fish. And if you are eating fish, you will be known as a non-vegetarian. And if you are eating carrot,
Even though so many insects were killed, still you will be a vegetarian only.
I would like to add a small comment that even in breathing there will be so many organisms will be killed. So
in
breathing, breathing process or boiling water. So in that case, then one should not breathe also. Then one will die.
The Jains, some sect of Jain, they put one mask kind of thing. They put it like that because they think that you know if you freely breathe, some microorganism may go inside your system and. They will die. So they put a mask. So, the nature's law, you don't know, the living entity which has to die, they will naturally die, whether you want them to die or not. It is not that you will be considered you are killing them. Doesn't. One has to be practical and not extend the false logic to everything and justify whatever one wants to do, doing. That will not work. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Why you raised your hand late? Okay. Quick.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, excellent class. So many things we have to learn. Now,
what is your question?
My question is, Prabhupada was a selfless soul. He struggled a lot. I heard one lecture, once one drunkard came into temple. So the devotees stopped him from coming into the temple. Prabhupada said, you come please. That drunkard danced and he put $1 in the donation, as a donation. Now we find many temples, they put a board. No drunkards are allowed. No short pants are allowed. No indecent persons are allowed. Don't you think we are depriving a potential devotee to enter into a temple?
It depends upon how much advanced a person in Krishna consciousness is. The more advanced you are, you don't find faults of others.
No, we are stopping, you know, such person to enter into a temple.
Coming. So when a person in the highest level of Krishna consciousness, he sees only good things. What is the good thing? The fellow at least came to the temple instead of going somewhere else. He sees the good. Whereas, this is called swan mentality. Swan. On the other hand, somebody only tries to find fault with others. Crow mentality. So, now, to run an organization, you need some kind of discipline and order, right? So if suppose, let us take a practical example in our temple, right now, a drunkard comes. What should we do with him? And suppose a drunkard comes and he becomes a disturbance to the very temple of other people coming also. Other people coming, they say that this place is the place where drunkards are still there around. Then if they stop coming to the temple, then it will have no effect on our preaching. So you have to have the decorum of a temple also. Discipline has to be there. You can't just be indisciplined. So this is Madhyama Adhikari stage. In Madhyama Adhikari, you distinguish between good people, bad people, and you take good people and preach to them like that. Whereas Uttama Adhikari stage, Prabhupada, he could see that this person can be somehow or other made Krishna conscious. He can take that. So if we have to act on that platform, we should be really advanced in that level, but we cannot be artificially imitating. Sabko bolaga, dekho, in our temple we are calling actually drunkards also. We are all Uttama Adhikaris actually. We can't go to that level. So, it is sure that anybody can become Krishna conscious. We should see how to engage them in Krishna consciousness. But then how each one will be very different. If Prabhupada may do it in a very different way, then we may have to do it in some other way, that's all. We have to figure it out. How can they be engaged in Krishna consciousness? So it is, both are right. It all depends upon how advanced a person. Depending upon one's own advancement, he can actually do according to what is best for that particular time, place and circumstance. It Prabhupada did in 1965, same thing may not have happened in 1977, you see. So, time, place and circumstances should be taken into account. And accordingly, we'll have to see what is best for everyone, including the drunkard. We may not allow him to just come and have his own way of doing things here, but you may take him out and try to give him some prasad and send him home next day, little bit cultivation. It could be little different. It doesn't have to be, everybody has to be doing everything same. Not necessary. There's nothing wrong to have discipline in the temple. Obviously, you should be disciplined. Without discipline, you cannot make advancement. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Itai Gaura Premanande.